This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari expands cabinet on recommendation of Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba. Newly appointed ministers and state ministers sworn in. Health Research Council study shows 63.3% of Covishield vaccine recipient and 72.4% Varicel vaccine recipient have shown immunity against COVID-19. And 50 people killed in Afghan mosque suicide bomb attack. Now the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has expanded and reshuffled the cabinet on the recommendation of Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba. Amidst a function at Sheetal Nivas yesterday, President Bhandari administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed ministers. Prime Minister Deoba has not changed the portfolio of Home Minister Balkrishna Kant, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Narayan Khadka, Finance Minister Dr. Janardan Sarma, and Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Minister Pampa Pusal. Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki has been given the responsibility of the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, changing his prior responsibility from Law Ministry. State Minister Umesh Shrestha has also been given responsibility to look after the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, changing his prior responsibility from Health Ministry. Likewise, Rajendra Prasad Shrestha has been appointed as the Federal Affairs and General Administration Minister, while Biru Khatiwada has been appointed as the Health and Population Minister. Similarly, the extended cabinet has Dr. Manindra Prasad Rizal as Defence Minister, Umakant Chowdhury as Water Supply Minister, Renu Kumar Yadav as Physical Infrastructure and Transport Minister, Prem Bahadur Ali as Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister, Dilendra Prasad Badu as Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Minister, and Devendra Powdel as Education, Science and Technology Minister. Likewise, Mahendra Rai Yadav has been assigned as Agriculture and Livestock Development Minister, Uma Regmi as Women, Children and Senior Citizens Minister, Sashi Shrestha as Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation Minister, and Ram Kumari Thakri as Urban Development Minister. Similarly, Gajendra Bahadur Hamal has been designated as Industry, Commerce and Supplies Minister, Ram Shai Prasad Yadav as Forest and Environment Minister, Krishna Kumar Shrestha as Labour, Employment and Social Security Minister, and Maheshwar Jang Gahatraj as Youth and Sports Minister. According to the press statement issued by the Office of the President, Bhawani Prasad Khapung has been appointed as State Minister for Health and Population and Bodh Maya Kumari Yadav as Minister of State for Education, Science and Technology. The newly appointed state ministers also sworn in yesterday. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has directed the newly appointed ministers to work as per the people's aspirations. Government spokesperson and Minister for Information and Communications Gyanendra Bahadur Karki informed Prime Minister Deoba while speaking at the meeting of the Council of Ministers after the expansion of Cabinet yesterday, directed the ministers to work with honesty and enthusiasm. Prime Minister Deoba claimed that the rumour of representation of judiciary in the Council of Ministers was baseless. The main opposition CPN UML obstructed the meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday as well. The UML has been obstructing the parliamentary business, demanding that 14 parliamentarians who faced action at the hand of the UML should be punished. Meanwhile, the session passed a proposal to withdraw the Federal Civil Service Bill 2075 with a majority of votes amidst the protest. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Gyanendra Bahadur Karki presented the proposal before the session on behalf of the Prime Minister and Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration. Prior to the endorsement of the document, the session refused to entertain the notice of protest by Nepal Workers and Patients Party lawmaker Prem Sual. Likewise, the meeting also passed to the proposal to seek recommendations for the permission of the National Assembly to take back the under consideration Railway Bill 2076 BS originated in the Upper House. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pampa Busali yesterday met a delegation of the Asian Development Bank, ADB. During the meeting held at the Ministry of Energy, Minister Busal and the ADB delegation discussed various projects being constructed with ADB's grant and loan assistance. The delegation led by ADB Country Director Arnold Kachois expressed interest in the construction of various embankment projects, the Rajpur Irrigation Project and the Water Resources Act. Expressing concern about the cost of the projects, ADB Country Director Kachois said the good progress had been achieved in the completion of the project despite the COVID-19 pandemic. In response, Minister Busal said that Nepal was capable of drafting the act itself, stating that the draft Water Resources Act was prepared for and the Hydropower Act was in the parliament. Minister Busal clarified that Nepal would ask the ADB for support only after studying the financial and technical assistance needed for the development of the energy and irrigation sector. Energy Secretary Devendra Karki, Water Resources and Irrigation Secretary Sagar Kumar Rai and other senior officials of the ministry were present during the meeting. Foreign Minister Dr. Narayan Khadka has left for Belgrade on Friday to attend the high-level commemorating meeting to mark the 60th anniversary of the non-aligned movement NAM to be held in Belgrade on October 11 to 12. He's visiting at the invitation of Foreign Minister of Republic of Serbia Nikola Selaković and Foreign Minister of Republic of Azerbaijan Jeyun Bayramov. A press release issued by the Foreign Ministry stated that Foreign Minister Dr. Khadka was leading the Nepali delegation to attend the high-level commemorative meeting to mark the 60th anniversary of the non-aligned movement. Nepal is one of the founding members of the non-aligned movement and has been playing active role in the movement ever since its establishment. The visiting delegation of Nepali Congress in India has held discussion with Indian Foreign Minister S. Jaishankar. Joint General Secretary of Nepali Congress Dr. Ram Charan Mahat said the delegation held meeting with the Indian Foreign Secretary yesterday. Leader Mahat informed the meeting discussed the issues including Nepal-India border, COVID-19 pandemic, Mahakali Ropeway, among others. Newly appointed Minister for Health and Population Birodh Khatiwara has vowed to concentrate on controlling the spread of coronavirus. Assuming the office after taking the oath of office and secrecy yesterday, Minister Khatiwara said efforts should be made to ensure people's easy and smooth access to health services. Additional 764 new cases of COVID-19 have been detected in Nepal. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the number of infections was confirmed while testing 10,688 samples. Likewise, 1,033 corona patients recovered in Nepal yesterday. The people who have been given the Varicel vaccine against COVID-19 are found to have developed 72.4% antibody, more than those who have been administered Covishield. Nepal Health Research Council's research finds that the people who have been given Covishield are found to have developed 63.3% antibody. At a press conference yesterday, senior research officer Dr. Meghar Nath Thimal said the difference in the results could have been affected as the two types of vaccines were administered to people at different times. 32% of Nepal's target groups have been fully vaccinated against the COVID-19 so far. The Ministry of Health and Population informed that nearly 7 million people have been fully vaccinated in the country. 8.7 million people have received the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine so far in Nepal. The ministry further stated that 74% of the target groups in Kathmandu Valley have been fully vaccinated, while 81% have been received the first dose. Secretary at the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology, Dr. Vaikuntha Arial, has said Radio Nepal should become more competent by disseminating factual and impartial news and information. Addressing a farewell program organized by Radio Nepal for its retired employees yesterday, Secretary Dr. Arial, who is also the chairperson of Radio Nepal Broadcast Development Committee, added that it was imperative for Radio Nepal to become even more competitive by countering disinformation. Speaking on the occasion, Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kisi, said work was being carried out to increase the number of FM stations in order to expand Radio Nepal's access across the country. You're listening Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. A suicide bomb attack on a mosque in the Afghan city of Kunduz has killed at least 50 people in the deadliest assault since US forces left. Bodies were seen scattered inside the Saidabad mosque used by the minority Shia Muslim community. More than 100 people were injured in the blast in the northern city. The Islamic State group said it was behind the attack. Sunni Muslim extremists have targeted Shias, who they see as heretics. ISK, the Afghan regional affiliate of the IS group that is violently opposed to the governing Taliban, has carried out several bombings recently, largely in the east of the country. Journalists Maria Reza and Dmitry Muratov have won the Nobel Peace Prize for their fights to defend freedom of expression in the Philippines and Russia. The Nobel Committee called the pair representatives of all journalists to stand up for this ideal. The winner of the prestigious prize worth $1.1 million when announced at the Norwegian Nobel Institute in Oslo on Friday. The two journalists were chosen out of 329 candidates. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to at a few places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Kandaki Province, and at one or two places in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 29.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 17.7 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. President Vidyadevi Bhandari expands cabinet on recommendation of Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba. Newly appointed ministers and state ministers sworn in. Health Research Council study shows 63.3% of Covishield vaccine recipient and 72.4% Verocell vaccine recipient have shown immunity against COVID-19. And 50 people killed in Afghan mosque suicide bomb attack. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to your website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.